session of hymn 471, Rejoice in God's Saints.
Welcome to our service on this Sunday before All Saints' Day. The service is the order of morning prayer, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. The Lord be with you. The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On page 616, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 24. The earth is the Lord's and the New Testament reading is from the Revelation of St. John the Divine, chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood round the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they that have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night, within his temple.
and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. On page 122, the traditional form of the canticle Benedictus.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a mighty salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be safe from our enemies and from the hands of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant, to perform the oath which he sware to our forefather Abraham, that he would give us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the Highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people, for the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father and to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the king. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Grant us grace, O, to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We join in the first and second collects at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God has raised Jesus Christ to sit at his right hand. Let us therefore pray to our Father in heaven through his Son for all the world, and remember all the saints. O God, Heavenly Father, we thank you today for calling us your saints. In spite of our unholy lives, you look at us and see Jesus' perfect life and death covering ours. Thank you for this grace and the grace we received when we were baptized. Lord, in your mercy, thank you for every Christian who has helped us on our journey and encouraged us to keep believing when we felt like giving up. Thank you for all those who taught us the faith. Thank you for those who made the ultimate sacrifice of their lives to ensure others could hear of your love in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, we remember the saints in heaven. Thank you for releasing them from the burden of sin and death in this life, and for keeping your promise to them. We especially remember those from our parish who have passed away in the past year. Liz Anderson, Eva Dobson, Jim Finlay, Beth Hale, and Bert Carlisle. Give comfort to all those who grieve over loved ones no longer with us on earth. Give them the hope only your word can offer us. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for your church on earth, that it may remain faithful to the apostles' teaching and that it will strive for unity. We pray for all Christians, especially those under persecution, that they may imitate the martyrs in bold witness to the gospel. We pray for those who are not yet part of your church and for those who have left it, asking your Spirit to convince them of your love for them in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Bring peace to those nations in conflict and where there is political instability or uncertainty, remembering in particular Ukraine and Gaza. Give relief to those injured and bereaved victims of violence over the past week. Protect those who remain fearful of illness and give them hope. Move those with plenty to share with those who have little. Help all people to love their neighbor as themselves. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. God of life, we give thanks for the love you have shown to the world through all your saints, and we celebrate our continuing communion with them whenever we worship. Keep us looking to Jesus and help us to keep giving a clear witness to him, living the holy lives you have called us to live by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn 376, Ye Holy Angels Bright. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight,
O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. All Saints' Day, the 1st of November, but for obvious practical reasons, it's generally marked on the Sunday before or the Sunday after. This year, the Sunday before. And it is celebrated in many of our churches as a time to honor those members who have died during the previous year. But it can also be a good opportunity to re-emphasize a theology of holiness. Occasionally, someone may use the term saint to identify a cathedral, like St. Paul's Cathedral in London, or city named for someone such as St. Peter or St. Paul. It is uncommon to find someone talking about saints in connection with their own spiritual life. And yet, this is the message the Bible conveys to us as followers of Christ, that we, you and I, are called to be saints. For example, Paul writes in his first letter to the Corinthians, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, of course, is not writing to perfect people. The first church of Corinth had some serious problems, yet Paul calls these people saints or holy ones, people set apart by God and for God. A saint is simply a sinner who has discovered the marvelous grace of God through Christ Jesus. We are called to live holy lives in an often unholy world. All Saints' Day then becomes an opportunity for us to remember that calling. We honor the lives of the martyrs who sacrificed all for the sake of Jesus. We lift in prayer those we have known and loved and have died in the faith, and we challenge those saints among us to devout and holy living. John Wesley thought All Saints a Day worth remembering. There are several entries in his journal on this date, for instance, November the 1st, 1748. Being All Saints' Day, we had a solemn assembly at the chapel. As I cannot but observe, we have had this on this very day for several years. Surely, right here in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And on November the 1st, 1766, he wrote, God, who hath knit together his elect in one communion and fellowship, gave us a solemn season at West Street in praising him for all his saints. A sermon for All Saints' Day can remind us that we share a holy community. Holiness is not just a personal attribute, We are individually called to live holy lives, but we are given the opportunity to do that in the context of a family of faith. Through the New Testament, holiness is attributed to the collected people of God. The concept of social holiness, often attributed to John Wesley, is not really about societal activism. It has to do with how we worship and grow and serve together as the body of Christ. It is this aspect of living together in holiness which really serves us well when it comes to a day like All Saints' Day. In remembering those who have gone on to glory, we call to mind their faithful witness to a God who transformed their lives. We shared those lives. We know their stories, and we have seen the Holy Spirit at work in and through them. It is that group testimony which is particularly strong in this context. This concept of a holy community can be especially helpful for those pastoring transitional and growing congregations. New persons will not have a connection to the history of a church. They will not know the story of its faithful service over the years and the work of the saints in their midst. A sermon on All Saints' Day can help graft these new members into the family tree. As Christians, we are united with all the saints of the church, those who are scattered around the world and those who are around the corner, those who lived 2,000 years ago and those yet to come, and those who are in the midst and those who have gone on to glory. We are all bound together through the same Lord and Savior. We are a holy church, a community set apart for God, which transcends space, time, and even death itself. All Saints' Day thus becomes a good day to not only honor the lives of those who are part of the church triumphant, but to also call the church militant to holy living as a community of believers. As preachers and teachers, holiness can be one of our major themes. We are called to be saints, all of us. Thanks be to God who makes it possible through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn 459, we shall omit verses 4, 5, and 6. Hymn 4.
Thank you.
God give you grace to share the inheritance of all his saints in glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. This evening, there will be Harvest Thanksgiving in Mara Hamlet with music led by the Bailey's Mills Accordion Band. There will be supper afterwards in the parochial hall. Parishioners from Annahilt are very welcome and cordially invited. Tomorrow, Monday night at 7:30, there will be Harvest Thanksgiving in Carvigie Creevy Presbyterian Church with music led by the Ballylone Concert Flute Band. There will be supper afterwards in the church hall at Carvigie Creevy. So, tonight, 7 o'clock in Mara Hamlet, tomorrow night, 7:30 in Carvigie Creevy Presbyterian. On Wednesday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. This coming Saturday, that's Saturday the 1st of November, the 275th anniversary of Lochacre Presbyterian Church will be marked by a celebration concert with the Ormo Concert Band in the church building at 7:30. And there will be light refreshments served during the interval in the church hall. Sunday next, the fourth Sunday before Advent, parish communion at 10 o'clock here in church. Also at 10 o'clock, the JAM group, Jesus and Me group, will meet in the hall. And looking a bit ahead, there will be a coffee morning and exhibition to mark 20 years of the Larchfield Community Association. That will be held on Saturday morning, the 8th of November. As normal, the food bank will be looking for particular gifts to help them support those in need of help in the approach to Christmas. In particular, selection boxes or Schlur. They really need these by the 28th of November. So if you could please leave any of these items over the next month in the church porch, that would be very helpful. And again, looking towards the end of next month, the Christmas fair will take place in the parochial hall from 7 to 9 p.m. Further announcements will be made about this over the coming weeks, but in the meantime, if you please, would note the date and keep it free and come along and support us on what is always a very enjoyable evening. The recessional hymn, 670, Jerusalem the Golden. Thank you. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.